Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, dude, could you not today? We haven't done that in months.
Yeah.
We each did one and posted it up. Where are those?
It's on Facebook. If you follow us at 93.1 The Wolf.
Amy says, I've got seven. I've got seven.
I have four written down so far.
I'll start. I sort of thought, even as a young driver, that it was common knowledge that when you're driving at night and you come driving behind someone, you dim your lights.
Turn the high beams off.
Could you not drive behind me at night with your high beams on? It's distracting. It's dangerous. Don't
burns
do that.
My eyes.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. So could you not do that, please?
For me, it's could you not put your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle and then walk halfway down the aisle?
Good one.
To go get something.
When you really come down to it, there's a lot of could you nots that revolve around the retail world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the carts are a major problem in various areas, like in the parking lot. And don't just abandon. Could you not just put your stuff in the car and abandon your cart in the middle of the lot?
Wait, you mean
just leave it there?
You mean to tell me I don't put my stuff in the trunk and then just turn around and push the cart wherever? Just,
yeah, towards a general direction away from where you'll be bothered by it.
My favorite is where they cock up the back end of it and the front wheels and shove them over a curb.
Yeah. They're parking it.
Like, that's right.
There, just bump, here it is.
Yeah.
And it's hanging out in the middle of the
It's place. Like locking it in, though, Dale. You know, just it hooks right over that curb.
It's like commitment in a relationship. You're halfway in.
I appreciate it.
Sure. Is it my turn?
Mm. Yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Okay.
Are we doing all four?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, we are. We are. I am ready.
Okay.
All right.
Could you not ask questions that you could Google? Could you not take and post pictures of your sick child? You can just treat them, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Could you not pull out in front of me and then go 25 miles per hour when there's nobody behind me?
Could have waited. Just let me pass. Then you can come out. You've got all the road in the world there.
Could you not just be in the way? You're not the only person to exist in this world. Yeah, move over.
And yeah, this also happens in the grocery store a lot where they're in their own world.
Just in life. Just everywhere in life. People just, I don't know, maybe they never had their feelings hurt when they were a kid. Like, the world is not your oyster, okay? You be a little self-aware. Do you ever go, you're turning right and you just like kind of really take a hard right because you don't want to bother the person behind you. Like, people just aren't worried about bothering other people. I've been worried about bothering other people my entire life.
You're turning and you're like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I exist. Please let me get out of your way.
It's like the people, what you're talking about are the people who almost stop before they make a right turn. They slow and then they almost stop and then they ease around and then...
You
could have done it a little
just
faster.
Ever people you are right, it is driving and it is grocery stores.
Yep.
Just people walking and then just stop in the aisle. Like, there are 75 people behind you. You don't just get to decide to come to a dead stop in the main aisle. Pull to the side.
Sorry, I gotta turn my headphones down. Just
I'm sweating. I'm so mad right now.
It is a little shrill. A little shrillness there.
Who's mad at 6:30? Like, good.
And we know.
I slept good too.
She sounds like this refreshed.
Out of all of the places to come walking in here and sit down.
Okay, Chase, who'd you rather, Jana Kramer or Lauren Elena?
Who'd I rather
Jana
what?
Kramer. Sorry, that wasn't for me.
No,
hands
it
down.
Wasn't.
Just me, just kind of hang out with.
Now, quickly, who'd you rather? Do you not
Jana Kramer. Yes.
See, I'm better at being a man than Chase is.
6:42.
I was trying to take the high road here.
We know this is not a high road
show.
Would
I like to sit down and we have coffee with her?
We take the low road. There's more room.
This is not a high road program.
Oh, you're talking.
6:42 now. We're doing Could You Not, and it usually revolves around driving or shopping.
Shout out to Barbara Swain, who messaged us on Facebook, said, could you not ride my butt so I have to slam on the brakes, you know, to prove a point.
All right. One of the things we brought up earlier was this, was turning right and taking all day to do it. You hit your signal, you slow down, you constant, just a continual slow down, then almost stop to make that right turn easy over there. Like, it's like they have barrels of water in the back that they're trying not to spill.
I've done this.
They do. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. I've done this many a times. I come up and I'm like, oh, I can't slow down. I can't even convince this guy. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then you turn in and you hear like your bottom scrape. And I'm like, that's fine as long as they're happy.
680 Wolf.
Yes, I wanted to ask Amy a question about the whole driving thing.
Yes.
Okay, so literally this just happened to me. As I'm listening to you guys, this man probably rode the right lane and had his turn signal on for like 5 minutes and didn't turn. And then slowly merged over. Does that make you mad too, or is it just me?
No, you are right. Like, pay attention. If you can't pay attention to the fact that your turn signal's on, that you're just in the way in life driving when we're all these 1,000-pound cars, like, where else are you failing in life? You are completely right. What's your name?
Hannah,
thank you for checking in this morning. I hope you have an amazing day.
You too. Bye, y'all.
We started out with a could you not this mm-hmm. morning. Could you not do this? Could you not do that? And a lot of it has to do with either driving or shopping.
Yeah.
And the last couple happened to be about driving and about being in the going slow in the fast lane or taking forever to make a right-hand turn to get out of the road when it's not even necessary. We'll still take your could you nots at 680-WOLF, or you can post them up. But let's go to the phone right now because we're talking about being on the road and you're sharing a road with a lot of different vehicles.
Mm.
And those 18-wheelers, that's a lot of vehicle.
Yeah.
That is a lot of vehicle. And I think that what happens is, you you're wrapped up in your own world. Nobody else is there. It's just about me. And you don't know what's going on around you.
If you think it's bad in a car, you should be. I drive a truck for a living. You should be in an 80,000-pound truck if people do that to you.
And do people just cut you off all the time because it takes you a little bit longer to accelerate?
Yeah. It's people that cut you off all the time. And believe it or not, it's the people in the little Honda Civics and the smart cars that'll do it more than anybody will.
Yeah, what's your name?
Roger.
Roger, thank you for checking in.
Roger,
You're welcome.
Do you travel 77 north and south?
I do. It's horrible.
When you're coming down 77, when you drop off the mountain at Fancy Gap, and you come down the mountain there, man, do you not hate it when some car is in the left lane poking around, and you're rolling off that mountain in an 18-wheeler? Well, I mean, that's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world.
It is. By the time you get to the bottom of the mountain when that happens, you are so mad. I mean, you just want to, you know, it's just done. You're just done at that point.
Also, I've always wanted to ask about, have you ever had to use one of those emergency escape ramps?
No, I've never had to do it. I have seen truck drivers do it. I've seen them do it up on 77, and I've seen it happen in California. It's just not a pretty sight.
Yeah.
I bet it's not.
What that thing is designed for is because when you hit it, it's soft. And you know, especially if the truck's heavy, when it hits it, most of the time it starts taking the axles out from under the truck as it goes. So it has no choice but to stop.
All right. Well, you drive safe out there.
I'll do it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye. All right, Roger. Thanks. These 18-wheelers, man, you have got to be aware of what's going on. These guys cannot maneuver like you can. They cannot accelerate like you can. They cannot stop like you can. He cannot ride his brakes down these steep hills and these steep inclines. And if you're doing 50 and you're in the left lane and there's an 18-wheeler coming up behind, get out of the way, move over, and let these guys by. And I'll tell you another thing. I know you want to say something. I'll tell you another thing. My dad was a truck driver. He taught me how to drive a truck. He taught me things about truck. Here's what you got to do. Do this for these guys that are driving, like Roger. If you are on the road, day or night, and a tractor trailer is signaling to get over and you can let them out, or they've passed you and they're going to get back into your lane, blink your lights to let them know their trailer is clear. That way they can go on over. It helps a lot when somebody lets you know, especially in heavy traffic, you're clear of my car. The flash of the lights lets the driver know he can come over.
Yep, and then I do that all the time, and then they flash her four ways to acknowledge.
Yeah, exactly. So please do that.
I say we start the new world order where you just start getting what you deserve, and if we all got to learn the hard way, then that's how we have to learn.
Natural selection. Thanks for checking in with your Could You Nots. All of them today so far are basically centered around either driving or retail.
This is me and my yelling at myself. Could I not keep biting the same spot on the inside of my mouth?
Oh, she's bitten herself and it's swollen up. And now it's so easy to chomp
down. I'm just sitting here and it's like, oh.
You're going to get a canker sore now.
I don't know what that is, but I've never wanted to. Yesterday at the gym, I literally sat up from doing some ab stuff, and I bit it for absolutely no reason. I just wanted to take a weight and chuck it through the mirror because it's infuriating. If you ever want to feel like you have a lack of control over your life and who you are as a person, just bite the inside of your lip.
But doesn't canker sore just sound awful?
It does.
It's a canker sore.
Yeah, that sounds like an excuse for something else you have going on.
What?
It's not my situation. Just biting the inside.
7:55, could you not?
Good morning. This is Dale over here in Burlington.
How's everything in bigger, better Burlington?
Oh, doing great this morning, Dale. I wanted to chime in on people driving. I've made two trips to Charlotte the last two weekends. Took Mary to see her son last weekend, and we went to SmackDown Live last night.
Woo!
And the driving in Charlotte is treacherous, to say the least.
Yes, it is. Charlotte has not kept up with their road system. It's terrible.
It is. The roads are bad, and the construction where they're doing it. And, you know, I mean, I was in the fast lane out there because I'm trying to hurry to get to SmackDown on time, and I'm doing 80 miles an hour at 70.
On time.
And, you know, but there's no traffic, whatever. But here comes this guy up behind me just about running over me. And I thought, move over, you know, like you said, move over and give them the signal, let them know. And like you said, on truck drivers, it's not them you got to worry about. It's the other people cutting them off, messing the truck drivers up.
That's right.
They do a great job.
You're not just driving for you. You're driving for everybody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.